You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Young and the Restless soap opera fans. We have got exciting news in this weekly edition of Comings and Goings for May 22nd through 26th. We can confirm who Sharon's stalker is. We know who it is. We already pretty much knew who it was from all the signs, but the actor decided to go ahead and put the credit on his IMDb page when the reveal hasn't been made yet. So it's exciting because I've been kind of stalking his IMDb page, and there it was, and it came up. Yay. So it is confirmed. We were right about it. We'll talk about it more in just a second. If you haven't already, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our Young and the Restless spoilers, casting news, everything you need to say to know to watch your favorite CBS soap. Check out our Young and the Restless playlist after this, and you can see lots on this, including our breakdown of who Sharon's stalker is. We made two suggestions just to have a compare and contrast, but we always knew which one it was, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But first, on Monday, May 22nd, Lucy Romolotti is back in town. Of course, she's played by Lily Brooks O'Brien. Lucy has flown internationally to see her dad, Daniel Romolotti, and Daniel's pulling no punches. Right away, he tells Lucy, by the way, your grandma Phyllis Summers is alive and lied and created this sinister plot to set up Diane Jenkins. Like, he's not even trying to cushion the blow in these scenes coming on Monday. He just sells out her grandma P, and really though, who can blame her? And what's interesting is we still don't know exactly what Daniel did to screw up his relationship with Heather Stevens. But what we do know is that it was bad enough to ruin their relationship. So he does talk about it a little, but they keep hedging around, and I don't think they've told the full story yet. But the bottom line, Lucy is back, and already she knows that she doesn't need to be mourning her grandma. Well, at least for not being dead, she might have to mourn her if she's sent off to prison. And we have also got Phyllis Summers back in scenes the week of May 22nd. She's lurking around. She has changed her little beret she wore to her own funeral and is in a ball cap and the same glasses. And this is interesting. A lot of us, I certainly did, watching that funeral scene, I'm like, well, that's clearly Phyllis standing there. Like, how do they not notice that's Phyllis? Except what's interesting is the actress who plays Phyllis, Michelle Stafford, said she had that getup on and she walked right past, I think it was Josh Morrow, like somebody she's worked with a ton, like had sex scenes with, all this stuff. I'm pretty sure it was Josh, walked right by her, just smiled and was just like, sup, just like she was just any rando extra on the set. And she said she couldn't believe he didn't recognize her. She said she walked around, a lot of people didn't. So it's easy for us to go, oh, well, that's clearly Phyllis, because we all suspected she would show up at the funeral. But it's just kind of interesting that people that she works with every day didn't recognize her. So maybe it's not that weak of a plot point after all. So the big reveal, we know this storyline is coming from May sweeps that have been leaking for a while, that Sharon Newman is going to get a front burner storyline of her own, finally, and it's going to pull Nick Newman away from Sally Spectra and back closer to possibly reuniting with Sharon, because it's going to drive a wedge between him and Sally Spectra. You remember he recently and finally told her that he loves her. He's just been betting her, and he's been supportive and stuff, but he told his son Noah Newman that, you know, he wasn't at any kind of stage where he would be in love with her. But after the talking to Elena, when Elena had to break up with Nate over him betting Victoria, that seemed to spur something in Nick, and he went and told Sally, oh, you know, I love you and I will always be here for you. And she said, you promise? And he goes, yeah, I promise. And he's about to be made a liar, because there's a very dangerous villain from Sharon and Nick's shared past who is coming back. When we did a video on this, and you can check it out in our playlist, we speculated that it might be Matt Clark, last played by Rick Hurst, but we didn't really think it was him for a couple of reasons. First, he's dead, presumably, but dead doesn't mean a lot on a soap opera. You know, they just brought Diane back. But we more introduced him just as a what if, because he's one of the worst people from Sharon's past and that had a lot of overlap with Nick. But no, it is Cameron Kirsten played by, or Cameron Kristen played by Lyndon Ashby. And this is really exciting. He wasn't on for that long, okay? He was back in the early 2000s, and he just, it was a really compelling thing. He had a total of like 55 episodes. He tormented Sharon. He was obsessed with Sharon, and he had attacked her and done all this stuff to her. And so the bottle of champagne that she was sent recently, and you could see somebody watching her. What's interesting is the very first credit that Lyndon Ashby lists on his IMDb page as his return as Cameron is May 18th. And on May 18th, that was when somebody was watching her as she got that bottle of champers. And there's, in the Young and the Restless promo, we did a video on that. You can check it out on the playlist. Nick notices this red splotch, and she's like, oh, is that paint? And he's like, I think it's blood. I would be willing to bet you that is the exact bottle of champagne that Sharon used to knock Cameron upside his full head when he was terrorizing her. And then she dumped his body in the dumpster, left him for dead, and he was not dead. Instead, he decided to kill Frank Barrett, who was Sharon's high school boyfriend, her pre-Nick high school boyfriend when she was 16 and had got pregnant and given birth to twins Mariah and Cassie. So he killed Frank and put Frank's body, set it up so that it would implicate Sharon in the murder. And then sure enough, she was charged. And then Cameron offered to get her out of the country on his private jet. Nick stowed away on the jet. Then there was a big fight on the plane. And they all three ended up going out of the plane and a parachute landed in a cornfield. And then the cops came for Cameron. So last we saw him, he was being hauled off by the police and he was spitting mad and vowing revenge. And then, you know, 20 years later, he's coming back for it. And if you didn't know this, we mentioned this in our post where we were speculating which of the two terrors from her past we thought it would be. But another reason that we felt strongly before Lyndon Ashby himself confirmed it, the other reason we felt strongly about him coming back is because his wife is Susan Walters, who plays Diane Jenkins. They just celebrated 37 years of marriage last month. They are head over heels in love. And so now they're going to get to work together for a while on Young and the Restless. The second credit for this go-round as Cameron for Lyndon Ashby is on May 23rd, which is Tuesday on the U.S. episode. There are no particular spoilers pointing to it. And I do wonder if we're actually going to see a glimpse of him this time, or if it's just going to be more of somebody's POV looking at Sharon from that stalker perspective. If you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our Young and the Restless spoilers, casting news, and all the hot stuff you need to know for your favorite CBS soap. The big takeaway from this week's edition of Young and the Restless comings and goings is that Lyndon Ashby has confirmed his return via his IMDb page as Cameron Kirsten. And he is going to be wreaking havoc soon, and that's going to pull Nick close to Sharon, away from Sally. There's a whole lot to unpack. It's going to be exciting and not to miss.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.